brand new X Factor fan site. Everything that you would ever need to know about X Factor is up there. Just visit xfactorbuzz.tk. So today on the show, I'll be guiding you through the top 12 X Factor contestants very quickly. Need to get through them all in a short space of time. And I'll be reviewing the first week of live shows and looking forward to the second week of live shows. So let's begin by talking about all of the final contestants. Janet Devlin is 16 years of age. She's from Ireland. Janet started singing when her grandma encouraged her to have lessons. She's very passionate about music and it means everything to her and gives her a purpose. Her favorite food is pizza, and she is most likely to say like at the end of sentences. You can find her at facebook.com/thejanetdevlin and at janetjealousy on Twitter. That's Janet Devlin from the girls category. Next up, also in the girls category, mentored by Kelly Rowland, is Misha Bryan, who's age 19. She started singing very seriously age 14 and said singing was my way of understanding myself. Her friends and family are very encouraging of her singing and always listen to her rehearse. Her secret that she'd like to share with her fans is that she loves Ollie Murs. Facebook.com/MishaBryanUK, ask Misha Bryan on Twitter. Next up, Sophie Levis, also age 19. She says that she was one of those children who couldn't study and that she always needed to be active. She dreams of playing to thousands at festivals and says she wants to make music that makes people's hairs on the back of their necks stand on end. Her party trick is quivering her eyeballs. Facebook.com/SophieAbibasOfficial, at Sophie Abibas on Twitter. Next up, in Gary Barlow's boys category, Frankie Cocosa, age 18. His mum took him to the local theatre when he was 8 years of age and sang there until he was 13, then stopped as it wasn't cool. His biggest part was playing the Artful Dodger in Oliver and says, "Everyone calls me the Artful Dodger. I see that as a good thing." His musical inspiration is Ed Sheeran and his guilty pleasure is watching Pokemon. You can find him at facebook.com/FrankieKikozaOfficial and at FrankieKikoza on Twitter. Next up in the boys category is Marcus Collins, age 23, who was quiet and shy in school but did take part in the school musicals. He's a massive Destiny's Child fan and he saw them every time they performed in Liverpool and owns all their tour DVDs. He loves jerk chicken, rice and peas, and has a secret obsession with scented candles. Facebook.com/MarcusCollins, at MarcusCollinsUK. Craig Colton, age 22, has always had aspirations to become an actor, and it was during a musical show at school where he played the lead he realized he could sing. His dream is to perform at Glastonbury and wants to do well, to repay his family for all supporting his dreams. He's most likely to say, "Beg your pardon," and he never leaves the house without his iPod. Facebook.com/CraigColtonOfficial, at CraigColtonUK. Samantha Brooks, age 31, has entered karaoke competitions but never won, saying, "I'm so unlucky I've never won. Pass the parcel." Samantha has played gigs on Saturday nights in pubs and clubs with modest audiences. Facebook.com/SammyBrooksOfficial, at SammyBrooksXFAC on Twitter. Next up, in the over 25s category, mentored by Louis Walsh, is Kitty Bucknell, age 26. She's been singing since she was 5. Her inspirations are Britney Spears and Adam Lambert. Her dream is to have a hit record. Facebook.com/KittyBucknell, at Kitty Bucknell on Twitter. Johnny Robinson, age 45, always sang as a child and loves doing karaoke and taking part in charity concerts. He took part in Stars in Their Eyes when he was 24, playing the part of Boy George, and having won his show, he got through to the grand final. His favorite artists are Kylie Minogue and Kate Bush, and his guilty pleasure are cheap spray tans. Facebook.com/JohnnyRobinsonOfficial or JMusicOfish on Twitter. Next up in the groups, it is Rhythmix, A New Vibe, The Risk, and it would take us a while to talk through all of them, so let's just skip to groups for today. So that's out of your 12 X Factor finalists for 2011. What do you think of them all? Get in contact with the show, email info@xfactorbuzz.tk. In other X Factor news, they've changed the opening sequence and the theme music a small bit for the live shows. They're using the same theme music and title sequences that we discovered on US X Factor a few weeks ago. And the music is a higher pitch to before, and there is kind of, the credits are a bit different. There's more shots of kind of the X floating through cities. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on YouTube. We're gonna play the music now. Sounds a little bit different. Can't say I'm a big fan of it. Tell us what you think again. Email info@xfactorbuzz.tk. Here's a clip. Isn't it that they would decide to change the music at this stage of the competition? Well, anyway, nothing we can do about it, so just enjoy it while it's there. But that's all we have time for in this week. Now let's talk about what we had on last weekend's shows. Top 16 performed, because when I was talking about the contestants earlier, I didn't mention the four contestants evicted last week. I can't even remember who they were now, I'm not going to talk about them. Matt Cardle, last year's winner, returned to perform his song Run For Your Life, written by Judge Gary Barlow. Not a big fan of that song, but and Sarah Reed performed a medley of his songs as well. Next week, Katy Perry, The Wanted, will be on, alongside the top 12 contestants. And judges Kelly Rowland and Gary Barlow, Louis Walsh, and 2Day7, and Doris Kennedy, and John Rudy, and they'll all be there. So, tune in, it's on ITV1 and TV3 in Ireland this weekend. I'm not sure if Irish people can vote this weekend. Maybe they can. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to Hyperbole.com for providing me with some of the stuff about USA X Factor. Thanks to ITV for making the show, because without them we would not be here. I wouldn't be here talking to you. But maybe I'm talking to you about something else. Thanks a lot for listening in, and the music was Pinball Spring by Kevin MacLeod. Check him out online, great. No copyrighted music. Discover this music through the StickerCast, stickercast.com. Email info@xfactorbuzz.tk, visit www.xfactorbuzz.tk. We're almost hit the 9 minute mark. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Lunet Website Network, a network of websites designed to assist, educate, and entertain the entire internet. Visit lunetweb.tk or follow LunetWeb on Twitter for more information. Other sites in the Lunet Network you may like are spoonspace.net and sockrates.tk, two great comedy, factual websites about spoons and socks. SpoonSpace also hosts a podcast called The Spooncast, which can be found on iTunes and at spoonspace.net. And the Michael Lee Higgins for President campaign. Vote Michael Lee Higgins of the Labour Party number one in this October's Irish presidential election and see the change. He's the president who will do us proud. Visit michaellee.ie for more information. Vote Michael Lee Higgins for President of Ireland this October. The president who will do us proud.